Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti spine procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Welcome back to American Medicine Today. I'm alongside my friends Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Bonatti.
Let's look at what's new in medicine today, featuring Alfred Bonatti, MD.
So, Dr. Bonatti, why don't you tell us how the American Medical Association birthed insurance companies?
Recently, I think last year or in 2019, was a book that was prepared by a doctor from the university in Georgia. Okay. And Dr. Chapin had some type of information there that there was talking about how the cost of problems of the healthcare in the United States is practically due to the insurance companies. And she gave some explanations about it. Mm-hmm. Well, seems to be that the things that she said, they are correct. And the important thing is try to look what change happened since 1900 to 1940, when medicine was practically managed by physicians. At that time, physicians create very slowly groups, and that was the group practice. And the group practice was the group insurance from that practice. Initially, it was a small groups, and those small groups, then they were paid by the patient directly. Immediately, competition occur, and the competition create other doctors, creating them better ideas, and those ideas were to offer not only the general practitioner in the insurance that they create as a group practice, but bring surgeons and other specialties. The major four specialties that they were brought was GYN, obstetrics, surgery, internal medicine, and pediatrics. So those ones for a while were very successful. And then suddenly the success of that type of practice create an issue for American Medical Association that initially was nothing more than a prestigious society that allowed physicians to be represented by that society and was in behalf of doctors. But then suddenly this economical type of a boom the physicians had on their hands create a type of an envy of American Medical Association, and the higher ups of American Medical Association decided to intrude themselves on an insurance task. And to do that, create a competition with the physicians, but at the same time, this competition was practically managed by American Medical Association with the idea to remove these different group practices that they were being very successful, and they were very successful for very different reasons. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons was the fact that they compete each other. When they compete each other, they create better type of a product. And the better product create more patients going to that practice. Mm-hmm. Then not only was a better product, but at the same time, it was a better service. So it was a fast service, was quality service, was care service. That was the type of a medicine that they offer. So that type of a situation then was enjoyed by the patients and they were able to change from any practice that they didn't behave accordingly to the type of desires for the service that they wanted. So the next thing that happens is also advances. When they start to create advances, this practice compete for better advances, better relationship with the industry. Mm-hmm. So all these things create a very important type of a service to the community of patients that they were sick.
And you're saying that came through physicians themselves and not the AMA?
Exactly.
Okay.
The AMA become very upset with that and decided to then position very powerful individuals on the board of medicine and also on the industry and also on the hospitals. So when the physicians were successful, the more successful was the group, then these individuals start to block the group from enter to the hospitals. So it start to produce a problem for the group to be in accepting patients in the hospital. So the quality of the service immediately suffer. At the same time, they create people that pass laws on the board of medicine. So it start to make the heads of those groups that they were the directors of the plans from the doctors to be able to be punished because they were practicing business instead of practicing medicine. And then the next thing that happens is they start to question their licenses and start to remove licenses. That horrendous process that nobody fought, nobody was able to control it, and the enormous amount of power of the American Medical Association at that time, more this thing happened, more powerful become, because the more physicians were forced to join the American Medical Association to have the protection.
Right.
And then what happened with that is suddenly those groups start to disappear, and American Medical Association decided then to create their own insurance company. And then that create the insurance product that they call at that time the insurance business. Well, when that happened, the promise was that they never would interfere with the doctors, and they also said they never will interfere with the practice of the doctors. Mm-hmm. And they will assign a price, a fee per service. So everything was accepted because it looked like it was better. But the problem, like everything, when you have a situation that is no competition, suddenly the product start to fail. And what happened is, well, before a physician's group will watch how many tests that need to be done. The tests that they were done, they were specific for a specific cause, with a specific necessity, with a correct diagnosis, in a correct way, and all this. Now, with this other payer that was paying the money, they become lax. And what they do, they start to order tests without control. And more tests they order, more service they provide, more things they created, more problems they start to appear, and force the insurance companies then to start to get now laws to be able to regulate those expenses because they become monumental.
But isn't it true though that the AMA first said they were going to prohibit insurance companies from kind of supervising doctors, and that turns out not to be the case anymore? They're actually telling the doctors the care they can give.
But it didn't happen at that time.
Okay.
What happened at that time is the doctors, they become lax. The service become lax. And they become abusive on the amount of service that they present to the patient. For example, if you need to do a study and get a blood study for some specific thing, that was ordered. But you didn't order this and this and this and this test just to create the information of the one that you think is necessary. So the necessary test was when they were managing the medicine. The unnecessary tests that were created was only just only to be, maybe other things are happening, then let's take a look farther. But that produced a lot of expenses.
Sure.
When the insurance companies start to look at that, then start to produce some type of a control. They promised to don't control the physicians, but the problem is we did ourselves the damage. Then the insurance companies start now to pass laws. And through the insurance commissioners, who also are individuals that are in the middle of the healthcare, that they practically serve the insurance companies, these individuals start to pass laws. And those laws create now an opportunity for the insurance company to practice medicine without license. Mm-hmm. And today, the situation that we have is horrendous. They need to be looked, they need to be treated, and they need to be solved, because otherwise it's going to be a total destruction of the American medicine. The problem that we have now is that the insurance companies are practicing medicine and to avoid and to comply to the statement that they are not going to really intruding medicine. Mm-hmm. They are hiring very incompetent physicians from the market who cannot survive, and they are putting in on their service to say no to a patient request for healthcare. And that problem is becoming so outrageous, mm-hmm. and so enormously difficult to manage that majority of the physicians are leaving the profession.
Yes.
Or otherwise, they are going to hospitals where they are not responsible to do that.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Doc. So we'll have you chat about this topic specifically in another episode. But it also stands to reason that perhaps this type of maneuver is why the AMA is only representing about 17% of doctors nowadays. Well, that wraps up our show. Make sure you check us out again next week, and you can like us on Facebook and also tweet at us at Dr. Benatti. Thanks for listening to American Medicine Today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.